Among our people, there is something that makes us suffer a lot. For many people, it is a cruel master. He does much damage to those who are his followers. This master is the habit of getting drunk. He makes his followers do many bad things, like killing people, even their relatives. He makes parents neglect their children. The children go hungry. They don't have enough clothes to wear. His followers get drunk. They get into fights. They hurt themselves and others. This cruel master makes his followers spend twice on him, once on buying the drink and then again to pay fines for the damages he had done. This master comes from the devil. That is why he is evil and cruel. The devil only wants bad things from us because he hates us. There are some people who say, "Drinking is not my master. I can stop whenever I want to." Many people think like this. Then something happens. Family problems come. Relatives die. Your crops don't grow. Your cattle die. Then you are sad and don't know what to do. You start to drink too much again. My people, if you who are listening are caught by this master, I will tell you words that can help you. They are from God's book. There is someone who can make this cruel master let you go. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil and set men free. But the cost of freeing us was very great. He gave his life to make payment for our sins. Now, by his Holy Spirit, he can live in our heart and give us power to resist the devil. Brothers and sisters, these words that I'm telling you are the words of God. Right now, turn your back on your old evil life. Turn to the Lord Jesus. He is waiting at the door of your heart. He wants to come into your life. If you are truly sorry for following this cruel master and want to turn away, then pray to Jesus and tell him you are sorry. Admit you are a sinner and ask him for forgiveness and help. He will come into your heart and forgive you for your many sins. He will give you a clean new life. He can make you good and pure and strong. He can give you strength to refuse the evil master and his evil ways. Ask Jesus to come into your life now. Then, whenever you are tempted to turn back to the cruel master, pray to Jesus and ask him to be your strength. For you are not strong enough by yourself to resist the temptation. The Lord will help you if you give yourself to him completely.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
One day Jesus was teaching about the family of God, and there was a man listening named Nicodemus. He was a great man among his people, and he was very religious. He thought he was already in the family of God. After it was dark, he went to see Jesus. He said, "Lord, we know that God has sent you to teach us." But Jesus knew that Nicodemus had never entered God's family. Jesus can see into a person's heart. Jesus said, "Unless you are born the second time, you cannot enter God's family." Nicodemus was confused. "How can a man be born more than once?" he asked. Jesus answered, "Don't be surprised. Whatever is born of body is only a body, but whatever is born by the Holy Spirit is spirit. You have to be born again by the Spirit of God, Nicodemus." Today, many people are like Nicodemus. They do good deeds. They follow religious custom. They forget that God's family is spiritual. There's only one way to enter into the family of your parents. That is by being born. And there's only one way to enter the family of God. That is by being born again. If we do not enter God's family, we live in spiritual darkness. And when we die, we go to the place where sin is punished. God is very holy. He hates sin. When a person is born again, God gives him a new life, and he too begins to hate sin. Sinful habits are broken. When we receive God's Spirit, our old desires are changed, and we begin to hate sin. How can a man receive God's Spirit? Jesus says, "I am standing at the door knocking. If you open the door of your heart, I will come in." Jesus wants to come into your life. Jesus and God's Spirit are united. God said, "Whoever receives Jesus also receives the right to become my child." This is how you come into God's family. This brings to you everlasting life. Without this new birth, you will not have new life. Do not refuse the Savior who wants to come into your heart. Receive Him today.
There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. Together His loved ones home. There'll be no more sorrow when Jesus comes. There'll be no more sorrow when Jesus comes. But a glorious smile when Jesus comes. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. Together His loved ones home. There'll be no more weeping when Jesus comes. There'll be no when Jesus comes, but a blessed reaping when Jesus comes. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. Together His loved. There'll be songs of greeting when Jesus comes. There'll be songs of greetings when Jesus comes. And a joyful meeting when Jesus comes. Together His loved ones home. Together His loved ones home. dark valley when Jesus come together, he's loved ones home.
Jesus began to preach. Listen to what he told the people. One day a man went out to plant his garden. He scattered the seeds with his hands. Some seeds fell on the side of the path. The birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on stony ground, with only a thin layer of soil. These seeds grew quickly, but the roots could not go deep because of the stones. When the sun became hot, these plants dried up. The roots were not deep enough. Some other seeds fell among the thorns and weeds. They grew up together. Eventually, the thorns became so thick that the plants could not grow anymore. The plants never brought forth any good seeds. But some seeds fell on good ground. They grew well from the time they were small until they were big. Some plants brought forth 30 seeds. Some plants had 60 seeds, and some even had 100 seeds. Jesus' friend said, "What does the story mean?" Jesus said, "The seeds are the words of God. They are the good news that God sends to all people. The ground is like the hearts of people who hear God's word. Some people's hearts are like the ground on the side of the path. God's word cannot penetrate them. Other people's hearts are like the stony ground. They are glad when they hear the story of God. They think that to be a Christian is easy. But when other people laugh and make trouble for them, they give up. Other people are like the ground where the thorns grow. They receive the word of God, but they also love the things of this life. They worry about many things instead of praying about them. They want to have a good time. At the finish, they do not bear any seeds. But some people are like the good ground. These people hear God's word and take it into their heart. They obey it. Their lives show that they belong to God. They love Him with all their strength. They bear many seeds. Some of these good seeds are love, joy, peace, a quiet mind, kindness, goodness, promise-keeping, gentle behavior, control over desire, and telling others about Jesus. Will you say to Jesus these words? Take my heart, Lord Jesus. I want to be like the good ground. I want to bring forth much fruit. Amen.
Suicide seems the only way. within misery. But Jesus is the key. He could set you free.
Before Jesus went up to heaven, he told his friends, "Someday I will return to the earth." Jesus does not lie. All his words are true. He will come back again. God teaches us that one day the heavens will open. A trumpet will sound. The chief angel of God will shout. After that, Jesus will come down from heaven. Every person in the world will see Jesus. Why is Jesus coming the second time? He is coming to take his followers with him to his home above. These are all who believe in him and repent from their sin and obey and follow him. He told us that when he comes, he will raise up to life all those that have died trusting in Jesus. He will give them new bodies. These will rise first. Then those who are still alive and trust in Jesus will go with them. They will all rise to meet him together in the sky. This will all happen in a wink of an eye. Then they will be with him forever. What will happen to those who do not follow Jesus? Jesus is going to punish them. They will be sent to hell with Satan and all of his demons. They will not die in hell's fire. They will burn forever. When will Jesus come back to earth? Only God knows. He did not tell us when. We only know that he will come back at any time and that we should be ready to meet him. Listen, my people. Do you want to be ready to meet Jesus when he comes? Turn away from your sins. Tell Jesus that you are sorry for sinning. Thank Jesus for dying for your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he will come in. Then you should live to please him. Tell others about this new life that Jesus gives to those who follow him. Then you will not be ashamed when Jesus comes. You will meet him with joy.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast a poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.